Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
CarShield.com, check engine light comes on, don't freak out. CarShield.com, the warranty you deserve, you need when your warranty runs out. 17 years in the NFL, you know, Joy and I were talking about all the injuries in the NFL. San Francisco is just falling apart. Tony Gonzalez in 17 years missed two starts, which is, maybe it's that Modelo beer. No, that wasn't around when he was playing. He didn't drink beer. The picture of health, Tony Gonzalez, is now joining us via the Coward Global Satellite Network. Yeah, by the way, I see a lot of guys hurt. Does that mean you played hurt a lot, that you were hurt, you just played through it? Or were you not hurt?
Yeah. I was hurt. I was hurt, especially my heart, because we lost a lot. But, I think, here's a stat for most people that know. I think I mentioned this to you before, but 100% injury rate in the NFL. If you step on the field, you're going to have some type of ailment by the time you come off the field. Now you have to play through. Some injuries are more serious than others. Fortunately for myself, I never had that serious injury that put me on IR or anything. So I got lucky.
Yeah. So Kansas City won, but got pushed around. I got to be honest, they were outplayed for most of that game. You tell me what's wrong with Kansas City's offense, because it didn't look very tight.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think maybe this is one of those. First of all, give credit to the San Diego defense. They have some studs, Bosa, Ingram. They got guys that can play. But that offense definitely looked a little out of sync. But the thing about the Chiefs that everybody knows, they're a fast break offense. They will put points up in chunks. If you think they are down and out, you are mistaken, because they will just explode quickly, just like they did. When I was watching that fourth quarter, I was like, all right, here they come. They're about to heat up. You knew something big's going to happen. Tyreek Hill hits them deep over the top. And you just knew that was coming. And I would anticipate that happening for the rest of the year. They never count this team out.
Yeah. It's weird. When you play in the NFL, you just take the W's. You don't get picky. You play like crap and win, you're good with it. Yesterday, Atlanta's becoming a football team that even when they play well, they lose. You're a former Falcon. Nothing against Dan Quinn, but I do feel like it's not working. I feel like Matt Patricia in Detroit, it's not working. Dan Quinn's not working. You've been on teams where I imagine at some point as a player – you start wondering, do we have the right management or coach? Do you think Atlanta's there?
You know, I believe, and I think Dan Quinn is a great coach. Took him to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they're snake bitten because like that loss yesterday is one of the worst losses I've ever seen, next to the loss that they had in the Super Bowl, which is the ultimate worst loss in NFL history. Looking at what Dan has done, though, he's switched out the coaches. He's fired the offensive coordinator, fired the defensive coordinator, fired special team coaches since he's been there. And they still keep having losses like this. The defense hasn't looked great since that season that they went to the Super Bowl. So, and I'm sure Coach would say that himself. I mean, any head coach in the league worth the salt is going to take up some responsibility and be like, hey, I got to coach it a little bit better. At the end of the game, them not recovering that onside kick, I don't know if that was the thing of, okay, we don't know the rules or the players froze up or whatever it is, but the buck always stops on the head coach, and he certainly had his chances, but they're running out. I think for sure Mr. Blank's got to be thinking, hey, the same thing that you're thinking, that you have all this talent. Thomas Dimitroff's done a great job bringing in all these players, but for whatever reason, still not clicking. But it's only two games into it. I still think they are a quality football team, upper echelon team. I hope that they can turn this thing around, because it's still early. I know the 0-2 thing, that when they're not going to go that far, they're not going to go to the playoffs now, but not with that offense. They got too much talent. I think they still can be a pretty good football team.
By the way, you and I have both been critical of Cam Newton. Bad mechanics. Is he all in? You know, a little more flair than I'd love, but whatever. Are you surprised it's worked as well as it has so far in New England?
100%. I'm flipping the script here. I was wrong about this. I did not think it was going to go this well. He has absolutely surprised me. My hat's off to Cam. And I'm not going to say I owe him an apology. I think we were given that sample size of the last 2 years. He didn't look like that guy from that MVP year. But these first two games, him being healthy with Josh McDaniels and Coach Belichick, he looks like that elite quarterback again. You can't tell me. I think right now you've got to put him up there with like Lamar and Kyler and Patrick Mahomes, or at least right below that, because he's back. This man is back. And if right now, the New England Patriots, we thought they weren't going to be that good this year. I think they're going to win a lot of football games.
Yeah, I think there's two teams I was wrong on. Minnesota's bad and New England's good, and I think I missed on those. I'll hold my reservation on the Steelers. I can't believe they struggled as much as they did yesterday at home against Denver. So when a quarterback runs, it can be disruptive to a receiver or it can be great to a receiver. So Russell Wilson, five different targets, caught a touchdown, four games against Belichick. He's won three, should have won four, and he's getting better. So when Russell runs around and creates stuff, would you be, because most of the guys you played with were pocket quarterbacks, do you ever wish you could have played with a Russell? What would it have done to your game?
I would have. I think we talked about that yesterday on the show. I'd love playing with a guy like that because, you know, when the pocket does break down, which is inevitable, when he gets out, he's looking to make plays with his legs. He's looking to go deep. That's why I think Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are such a good match, because when he gets around, starts making plays with his legs with an elite receiver, a guy who can catch the ball, he's gonna get open for you. And at the very least, just throw it up in the air. And right now, Russell Wilson is playing the best. He's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. No doubt about it. He is on fire. He's playing at a different level. They say, let him cook. Well, he's cooking, and he's become a chef. He's Chef Wilson right now, and right now he's clear favorite. This team is going to be really, really good.
Yeah. So here we are, week two of the NFL. Do you feel that you know what you are in week two of the NFL? Well, go back to your career, 17 years. Are you week? You're okay. Two in, two film sessions, two games, 150 snaps. Do people know who they are by week two, or at least have a strong sense of it?
I think you have a strong sense. Absolutely. I think you're about 70%, 75% of the way there of knowing how your season's going to go. You know, as long as everybody stays healthy, which is obviously any team in the NFL. But I remember when I first came to the league. I think it was my second year in the league. There was a guy named Ryan Leaf. This is where I learned my lesson early in my career. Ryan Leaf was playing for the San Diego Chargers, and they started out, I think it was 2-0, and everybody was crowning them. They're going to beat everybody, and then the wheels fell off. So I think for most teams, you get a sense of who you are. But at the same time, just like a team like Atlanta or a team out there who's 2-0, you still never know what's going to happen by the time the season rolls around. But you do have a sense of what direction you're going.
Good stuff. Justin Herbert didn't know he was starting until 5 minutes before the game for the Chargers, and he was very good. Now, you obviously knew you were starting. Did you have butterflies in your first NFL start?
Absolutely. I got butterflies every time I stepped out on that field there. It's the NFL. I couldn't imagine what this kid – maybe that's the reason he played so well, because he didn't know – that he was going to play. And as soon as you get thrown in there, it's like, all right, well, here we go. I like what he did yesterday, man. I think too bad for Tyrod Taylor, because I don't think he'll be taking any more snaps for the rest of the season as long as Herbert stays healthy, because the San Diego Chargers found themselves a star. Now, we'll see. Actually, next week, this is one of those things. Like, I guess it goes back to Ryan Leaf, speaking of the San Diego Chargers, that, you know, you can have that great success early, but we'll see how it goes. But all things point to very, very positively for the San Diego Chargers. This kid played outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor, they say, is going to start. That's what the coaching staff says.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That was our reaction, too. Like, really? It seems so obvious. Like, in the NFL, I think you should be able to lose, and I hate to say this, but lose your job to an injury. Like, if you get hurt, the guy comes in and he's better. Like, that's professional sports, right? Or do players think that's Bush League, that you can't lose your job to an injury? How did you view that?
Uh, Yeah, you can. And I would say that for myself, if I got hurt and the guy came in and played better than me, it's all for the sake of winning. And I think right now you drafted this kid, he's the sixth pick overall in the draft. And he came out and played the way he did. I don't know if I really trust Anthony Lynn to not start him. I would be scratching my head come next Sunday if Herbert isn't starting. And absolutely answer your question. That's just the nature of the beat. That's why I love sports. It's the ultimate equalizer. There's no politics. It's just about who's the best guy for the position, who's going to give us the best chance of winning. No hard feelings. It's just how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tyrod Taylor week one against bad Cincinnati defense struggled. They couldn't move the ball much, and Herbert walked in against the Super Bowl champs and moved it up and down the field. So, I don't know. To me, I want to win games. Who can help me win games? Tony Gonzalez, good talking to you, the Hall of Famer. Thanks, bud.
Good to see you, bro.
Boost healthy testosterone, burn fat, try M-Drive Boost and Burn, and check out M-Drive from N.com. Walgreens has it, so does Rite Aid. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Ravens continue to be dominant.
Yeah.
33-16 win over the Texans. It was their 14th straight regular season win, which is the longest streak since the Panthers won 18 in a row.
Most are blowouts.
2014 and 2015. Yes, Lamar Jackson had a good game, 258 total yards and a passing touchdown, and they got the running game going in the second half for a total of 230 yards on the ground in the victory. Deshaun Watson, 25 of 36, 275 yards, one touchdown, one INT.
By the way, Texans had 3 days extra to prepare, and they still got blown out at home. So what really makes that impressive is I get 3 extra days of prep, I'm probably healthier, and you come into my place and still blow me out by 2 touchdowns. That's the difference between those organizations.
I don't know what to make of the Texans at this point.
I do. They're bad. I do. They're a mess.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I know, but you can't overcome. You just can't. You cannot overcome dysfunction. Sam Darnold is not this bad. You just can't overcome it. Josh Allen, look how much he's been aided by Buffalo's coaching staff.
It's the ultimate team sport, right? Like, you want to get the guy. Deshaun Watson is the guy.
Then protect
him. Sam Darnold is the guy. Lamar Jackson is the guy. But you also have a whole other side of the ball that the quarterback cannot contribute to.
And then special teams.
They don't play defense. They don't play special teams. So you do have to have the other phases of the game be at the same level. And I don't know how much longer this can go on with Bill O'Brien. It's like, it's just, it's not a great start to the season.
They've lost their way as a franchise.
Yeah.
Tennessee has found their way, maybe less talented. They have lost their way in the same division.
It just feels like they're always just good enough, and then it's some failure and disappointment, and they need other pieces, and they can never do what they need to do in the offseason to get Deshaun Watson the pieces that he needs. They have the Steelers, they're at the Steelers next week, and then the Vikings and Jags, and the Ravens have the Chiefs on Monday Night Football.
Oh, next week. Yes. That's gonna get a rating, as they say. That's gonna get a number. That's gonna move the meter.
That's gonna be a game. So the Saints play their first road game tonight in Las Vegas against the Raiders. And since their loved ones can't be in the stadium, the families of the team captains put together a little surprise message of their children cheering them on and wishing them good luck. And Cameron Jordan's kids were especially pumped to see their dad play tonight. He's so excited. They have the families of all the captains in the video. It's really cute. I retweeted it.
I'm really excited for that. It's Vegas' new stadium. You get Drew Brees, Derek Carr. So you're going to have a lot of completions, very effective offenses. And I like these stadium debuts. I love these.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the stadium. And this is a good game tonight. I like the Saints a lot this year. And we've had some really, really great football. Again,
the quality of play.
I'm sitting here like absorbing this show with more topics than we can fit into the show. Like, wow, they are really doing this. Like, we really have the NFL.
And it's not a bubble, and there's very few COVID tests.
It's just remarkable.
It is. Sports, the commissioners have been better than many of our governors. They've been great.
It's fascinating. Like, when you really step back from what and think about what it entails to put on not only just the game itself, but the production, the grounds crew, like everything that goes into making this happen during a pandemic, it's remarkable what they've been able to pull off. And there's been so much sports. In fact, the U.S. Open was this weekend. Bryson DeChambeau won. 27 years old. This is his first major championship win. He won by a very comfortable margin of 6 strokes, and his final score of -6 made him the only golfer to finish the tournament this year with a score under par.
Now, he's the big kind of brute. He's got a little John Daly to him. He's big. He's got a good attitude. You know, he's a kind of attitude guy. He's the guy that does protein shakes.
Yeah, he put on 40 pounds of muscle during the pandemic.
40 pounds of muscle. Big hitter off the tee. And when he's accurate, he goes to the wedges early. 370 yards off the tee. So I like Dustin Johnson, and Brooks Koepka, I think, lasts longer. But I got to give him credit. When he's putting well, and he drained a couple of long ones. I mean, he hits it a mile. Bryson DeChambeau. He legendarily eats 17 strips of bacon, 13 egg omelets, and protein shakes before 9 a.m.
But he works out also.
Well, yeah. He's not sitting on the couch.
I don't suggest doing that and then watching 11 hours of NFL football on Sunday.
Listen, when the big guys off the tee hit their short wedges and get their putts, like you're watching that, it's like, okay, we know he's hitting it a mile off the tee. All right, congrats.
Yep.
All right, good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Oh, it's Love It on Monday. We describe every NFL game, everyone we talk about. The three-word game, best for last, is coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Great to have you in on Mondays. We call it the three-word game. It forces you to be succinct and get to the point. When you're talking about the NFL weekend, we talk a little bit about every team. It's one of my favorite segments of the week. It's best for last. It's a three-word game. Let's start on Thursday with the Bengals and the Browns. Burrow over Baker. Joe Burrow with a bad O-line and no running game. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. The most completions in NFL history by a rookie quarterback, 37. Again, that's with limited resources. Falcons, Cowboys, Greg the Leg. Greg Zuerlein had one of the great finishes to a kicker in league history. Minute 49, the perfect squib kick recovered by the Dallas Cowboys. And then he jacks up a 46-yard field goal as time expired to win the game. He's always been a great kicker. Dallas overcomes a 9-point deficit in the last minute 49. I don't even know if he wanted it to do that. That is the craziest looking lucky bounce. It's not even a bounce. It's a roll. It's curling. Bills Dolphins. Defense and development. They're top 5 in all the big defensive categories. Sean McDermott's a great defensive head coach. But it's the development of Josh Allen. 2-0, first place, first 2 career games with 300 yards passing. He was an erratic mess in college and as a rookie all over the field. He's got it together. He's now completing 70% of his throws. They got it working. Niners, Jets, 49ers falling apart. It's not just injuries. It's all the good players. George Kittle and Deebo Samuel and Nick Bosa and Jimmy Garoppolo and Raheem Mostert. It's all a lot of knee issues on a lot of good players. The good news is Giants next, but by mid-October, they have a 6-7-game gauntlet. They have to get healthy here in a couple of weeks. Broncos, Steelers, not sure yet. Steelers have had a giveaway in 25 straight games, leads the NFL. I mean, they beat Jeff Driscoll, had to hold him off. This should have been a blowout. They just make too many mistakes. Now, I'll say this about the Steelers. You can't run on them. Front 7's great. Can't run on them. Saquon Barkley couldn't run on them. The Denver running backs are talented. They couldn't run on them. It's just too early. They should have blown this team out. Vikings, Colts. I hate that. You like that? I hate that. Kirk Cousins. He was a mess. Passer rating so far is 61. Bad against the Colts. No touchdowns, 3 picks. His passer rating at 16. Listen, it's unraveling. So now he doesn't have Stephon Diggs, hasn't quite had the protection, and he unraveled badly yesterday. I think Minnesota has officially lost patience. Jags, Titans, remember the Titans, don't forget them. 2-0, first place in a largely dysfunctional division. They are boringly dysfunctional. And I got to say this about Ryan Tannehill. He doesn't do much for me. Since he started, 28 touchdowns, 5 picks. He doesn't make any mistakes. He doesn't make the big mistake. He may not blow you away, but he doesn't make any mistakes. He kind of fits into their culture. Rams, Eagles, Goff and running. They are rolling. Sean McVay now has won 72% of his games through 50. Legends like Bill Parcells have won 55% of their games. Jared Goff is rolling. They finally figured out, move him around, roll him out. His athletic, his dad was a Major League Baseball player. He's an athletic kid. He can throw on the run. He's very good, actually. And they ran for 191 yards. They've got three legitimate backs now. And I think they have the deepest receiving core in the league. Van Jefferson's a rookie out of Florida. Tyler Higbee's fantastic. Not a lot of weaknesses offensively. They can kind of do it all. Clever coach, quarterback can throw. You know, Goff's not going to give you a ton of big plays, but 11, 15, 17 yards, death by those kind of cuts. Giants, Bears, making Mitch presentable. Well, the Bears are 2-0 despite the fact they've been outgained. We said Ryan Pace, the GM, rather start Trubisky. Their schedule is weak to start. He starts 2-0. You can say, you know, he's not that much of a bust. We're just not going to pay him. They're making Mitch Trubisky presentable. I think Chicago's a very limited offensive team. I love their coach. I just think the ceiling is low. Lions, Packers, the two Aarons. Aaron Rodgers, 119 quarterback rating. Aaron Jones leads the NFL in rushing. Devontae Adams now, as Joy said earlier, got a little bit of a hamstring issue. Aaron Jones, we had him on in the offseason. This is you got Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, and a good offensive line. Points are not going to be the issue. By the way, now that Aaron Jones is really having a great start to the year, does it make you wonder even more why they didn't draft another receiver and why they did draft their running back with their second pick? I don't know. How about Panthers, Bucks? Bucks found treasure. Leonard Fournette. People said, Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette came in with Christian McCaffrey. He was the number one high school and college running back. Violent runner, can catch passes. He's clearly picked up the playbook fast. I'm sorry, but this is what you need when you're a team that can score points and get a lead. You need a clock eater. And Leonard Fournette is a clock eater. You get you 4 when you see 2. He gets you 5 when he has 3. And by the way, breakaway speed. Leonard Fournette's not just a pounder. He'll run away from you. He sealed the game with that run. Washington Cardinals, Kyler and DeAndre. DeAndre Hopkins has 22 receptions in 2 games. I don't want to hear about, OBJ and Baker can't make it work. 2 games. They're unbelievable. Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins are now a top 5 combo in the league. 2 games in. If it's meant to be, it works almost instantly. Ravens, Texans. Ravens keep rolling. Highest point differential, plus 49 of every team. What's interesting, Texans had 3 extra days to prepare and still got rolled at home. They've won 14 straight games. Lamar wasn't great yesterday. But again, I look at this team. This is the roster. In a salary cap era, it's hard to be flawless. Everybody's got a hole. They lost Earl Thomas. I don't think a secondary is their hole. I think it's the best team in the league, and I think it's the best team in the league by about 10 points. And I think the Chiefs, should be noted, the Chiefs and the Ravens both sluggish yesterday, both play each other next, quite possibly looking ahead. Chiefs, Chargers, Justin time. Justin Herbert, 22 of 33, first player with a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown in the first half of his NFL debut since the 50s. I thought he looked big and strong, pretty mobile. Listen, Oregon was, maybe because Oregon didn't like his backup, Oregon was very conservative with him. They ran the football. They didn't let him run much. And then the last couple of games at Oregon, they let him loose. Well, Chargers yesterday, the kid could run. And by the way, he'll put his shoulder down. He's 235 of athlete. He is a big, he can take a hit. He's looked downfield. One of the things I like about Tyrod Taylor can be a little safe. This kid just, he's like Joe Burrow. Just, I'm going to throw it downfield. And if I make a mistake, throw a bad, he had a pick. It's okay. Let her rip. Like what I saw. Patriots, Seahawks. Russ is cooking. 11 in completions this year, 9 touchdowns. He throws the best deep ball in the league. Seahawks are 2-0, despite the fact they've been outgained by 158 yards. Think about that. So this defense, especially up front, is a problem. You know, it's funny. Seattle could really use Chris Jones of the Chiefs. New England could really use Tyreek Hill. Most teams in the league just need one more piece to finish it off. Seattle does not have a pass rush. I think in the end, it's going to come down to Russell Wilson just carrying them to a Super Bowl. But outside of that, they run it. Their safeties are aggressive. They'll hit you. And Russ is absolutely on fire. All right, tomorrow, Hurt Hierarchy. Rams. I watched that Rams-Eagles game. Wentz is a mess. Goff is everything Goff was, comfortable, confident, Wentz wasn't. They got to figure that out in Philadelphia. Good news is NFC East is atrocious. For joining everybody, see you tomorrow. It's The Herd.